This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So there were two good friends, retired gentlemen, Luke and Bob. And they're enjoying a nice breakfast together at a restaurant, and they're catching up. They haven't seen each other in a while. And Bob asks Luke about his hobbies and how are they going. If he has any, how are they going? Does he have any new ones? Well, says Luke, I suppose a new hobby of mine would be gardening. Well, that sounds like it could be fun, replies Bob. Well, to be honest, Luke says, I don't think I'm very good at it. I mean, especially when I try to grow flowers from seeds. They never look as good as they do on the packet of seeds. And so they sit and they eat quietly for a moment. And Luke looks up from his plate and he looks at his friend Bob and he says, but you do know what I discovered. The reason my flowers don't look as good as the packets on the seeds is because the photos on the packets are posed for by professional flowers. So I don't know about you all. I know there are some gardeners in the room. But gardening can be hard work. It can be very rewarding. It can be very frustrating. And it can even be mundane, picking those weeds and watering the plants, just waiting for the right moment for it to sprout. Now, I myself, I've never been much of a gardener. I bought one of those little succulents. They're really popular right now. You know, if you know, basically, they can survive on their own. I managed to kill it, too. And as I was thinking about this gardening and this parable that we hear Jesus tell, right? Some of you may have heard it before. If this is the first time you've heard it, Jesus loves to speak in the language that the people of his day would have understood. And they were very much an agrarian community. Agriculture was very much a part of their life. So they would have understood the sowing of seeds and how hard it is and how the soil has to be just right. And as I was thinking about how much they must have toiled over their land, they didn't have fertilizer at the time, friends. And I was Googling fertilizer. And I found out that in America, last year, we used 21 million tons of fertilizer. 21 million tons of fertilizer to get the soil just right so that the farmers could have produce to create the things that we buy in the grocery store. So much of it ends up again yet where in the trash. But the reason why is because the soil has to be just right. The right balance of nutrients. Now, some of this I'm making up, y'all, because I'm not a gardener. But I'm guessing there's a pH balance involved. Some nitrogen needs to be there. And Lord, we know the fertilizer loves manure. I wonder how much of that 20 million tons includes manure. So we think about this story and the sower of the seeds, and Jesus is telling his disciples, but let's go back for just a minute, because in our reading from Isaiah and in our reading from the Psalm, it sort of gives us a glimpse. And our reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, it gives us a little bit of glimpse of what Jesus is talking about. And in Isaiah, it talks about how the words will go out, they will not come back to me without doing something. In the Psalm, it talks about how the world will be fertilized, how God will cleanse the world, how we will enjoy the riches, the joys of what comes from God's sowing. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, it's when we focus on the flesh, the human, and not on the spirit, when we wither away. One might say it's when we focus on the picture, on the packet of seeds versus the soil that we plant the seeds in when we lose sight, when we wither away. So when we think about this parable of the sower, one of the questions I had, you know, when you first read it, I don't know about you, but I'm like, oh, we must be the sowers. We are called as Christians, as followers of Christ, to spread the seed. To share the light of Christ with all we meet. Yes, true. But we are also called to be the soil. We are called to be that rich soil that sprouts up and has sustenance and grows. We are called to partner with God and sow the seeds of God's good news all over. We're also called to be good soil and to prepare good soil so those seeds can take root and grow. And the reason when God's good news falls into this rich soil, the reason it works, well, friends, is because God knows what God is doing. And most of the time, I don't know about you, maybe we don't know exactly what we're doing. But Jesus says that's okay. You worry about being rich soil. You worry about casting out this good news that God has to offer in Jesus Christ. God will take care of helping it to bear fruit. So how do we become, as followers of Jesus, how do we become good soil? Not unlike the soil that gets fertilized often here in our American agricultural economy, but we are also called, and what we also need to have those seeds sprout and create a faith of abundance, is we are called to have the right nutrients. We need the right amount of water. We need the right amount of sun. What are those nutrients? Well, Scripture tells us that the study of Scripture is one way to make our soil rich. Notice I said the study of Scripture and not just the reading of Scripture. If you've ever tried to read the Bible, particularly from beginning to end, we all get lost around Numbers, Deuteronomy, Leviticus. We don't get far. But when we study Scripture, when we sit with it for a time and we ask the Holy Spirit to show us what God wants us to know, to help us to have ears to listen, when we study Scripture, when we think about its history and its context and the people who would have been in the audience, and we think about what it might mean for us today, when we study Scripture, it can speak to us in so many ways. A little water, a little sun. Another way that we might grow rich soil is corporate worship, which is what we do here today and on Sunday mornings together, or when you gather in small groups, or when you pray for each other. Another way that we might grow nutrients and create rich soil is breaking bread together. And what does that mean, breaking bread together? Well, it means here when we celebrate Holy Communion, but it also means around your own tables, in your own homes, in your own neighborhoods, gathering around food, sharing stories with those you may not know well, or those you think you may know well, and always learn something new. Eating together is one way we can nurture that good soil. It's our actions and our words. Isaiah again says, the word of God that is sent out will not return to God empty. What will accomplish what God purposes? And in our world today, and whatever culture and climate you find yourself in on a day-to-day basis, sometimes the ground seems pretty rocky. Sometimes it seems like the seeds are hardly left, the birds come and take it away. Sometimes it feels like creating rich soil in our communities and in our neighborhood and maybe even in our own home lands on hard ground. Sometimes the ground seems rocky. Sometimes it seems like the blossoms and the fruit are long overdue. Sometimes when we create a harvest and we see the fruits of our labor and being Christ in the world, sometimes it feels like the harvest is oh so tiny. But what this story tells us that Jesus is so trying to illustrate to those who understand this world is that God is moving. And to use an agricultural term, germinating. That God is constantly moving and germinating and producing what is intended for God's kingdom. And Jesus says it doesn't matter how large your harvest is. You're called to be good soil. You're called to tend the soil around you. You're called to plant the seeds. And it doesn't matter if your harvest is what, 100 or 60 or 30. Whatever the harvest is will work for God. God can use anything. God wastes nothing. And I truly believe, friends, that one way we create rich soil, that we ourselves become rich soil, is the words that we use. The way we interact with people that have different opinions than we do. And the reason I say that is because the world today, there's so much hateful rhetoric. And how can people hear God in the midst of that hateful rhetoric? And what does it sound like when we speak the language of God and hateful rhetoric is not a part of it? But it's our job to sprout from the rich soil that we know, to use our words, our healthy, kind, respectful words, to sow the seeds that God can use. I was thinking about myself and my lack of gardening skills. Seems like a high order. And as I was getting dressed to come today, I have a board in my office and it has many different sayings on it for different times and different things. And just to remind me, we all need reminders. And I thought, God, if we are called to be the good soil and continue to fertilize and nurture our soil so that when the seeds are planted in us, they grow and they sprout and they bloom and it bears fruit. If we are called to be that, if we are also called to be the sowers, to tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ, the life-giving freedom that comes, the separation from the world, and to a way of being that brings so much joy and so much peace and wonder. So much wonder. How can I remember every day? And on my board, there's a little quote, and I've shared it with you all before. But I feel like it speaks so profoundly of what Jesus is saying in this parable. And it's kind of easy to remember. God, will you speak and to my words today? Will you think into my thoughts today? Will you work in all my deeds today? I am yours to use. Will you speak into my words today, God? Remind me of the words of Isaiah and of the Psalms, that what comes out of my mouth speaks to the truth of who you are. Will you think into my thoughts today, God? I like to use the imagery that our heads are like four blank walls, and that whatever we bring in gets cast on those four walls. And whatever we cast on those four walls is everything that gets filtered through it. So what are the pictures that we're casting? Are they good and holy? God, think into my thoughts today. And whatever we do, whatever our vocation, whatever it is we do day to day, if we're in retirement, whatever it is, as we walk with our friends and our neighbors and our families, as we encounter the cashier at the checkout line, as we meet the postal service person, as they deliver our mail, whatever it is we do, everywhere we go, no matter how big or how small we may think our life is, Jesus says it doesn't matter. No matter how big or small we may think our life is, God, will you work in all of my deeds today? God, I am yours to use. Speak into my words, think into my thoughts, and work in all my deeds. Amen.